it's a stunning window, a stunning contrast in terms of how it is that relates to Eretz Yisrael and to Yerushalayim. You look, for example, in the Haftorah of Atmimos, it's from Amos and Peretes. There, the Navi begins with Divrei Tochacha, but the Haftorah ends with incredible Nechama. And it speaks about our relationship with Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim in the most glowing terms. That's the Pasuk of Vayomahu, Alkim Esukas David, Hanofeles, that we incorporate in the Berachas HaMazon during Sukkot. The Pasuk says, V'shaft Yeshvusam Yisrael, V'hinatshu Od Me'alad Masam, that our relationship with Eretz Yisrael is something which is eternal, it's something which is everlasting. And that's an important thing to sell. There is a Rambam. It's found in Sefer Mitzvos and Shor HaShlishi. Shor HaShlishi is where the Rambam writes that in order to be counted in Sefer Mitzvos, a mitzvah has to be noeges ledoros. It has to be something which is eternal. Therefore, you cannot include anything which is a hara shah in many mitzvos. And the Rambam goes on to question halachos gedolos that seems to include in many mitzvos something that is not noeges ledoros, but certain mitzvos that were given to us for a more limited window of time. And the Rambam writes something which is fascinating. How do we know that this is true? That in order to be included in Tariq Mitzvahs, a mitzvah has to be Noegas Ladoros. The Rambam writes very simply the following. As the Torah says in Bezos Abracha, in Torah Lamed Gimel, in Pasud Dalet, that the Torah Tzivil on Moshe, and Torah represents the totality of the Tariq Mitzvahs, the Dematri, and so on, Morasha Ki'ilas Yaakov. Torah is referred to as Imorasha, Amorasha. And the Rambam writes, a mitzvah, Shein Noegas Ladoros, and if something is only temporary, it's here today, but it's not something which is everlasting, ein lono morasha. You cannot call that a morasha. A morasha means something which is a heritage. And by definition, it has to be something which is eternal. It has to be something which is everlasting. And therefore, if the Tariq mitzvahs are referred to as morasha, so therefore that is the basis the Rambam writes of Shoresh Gimel, that a morasha dinim daraisa, but it cannot find its place in Tariq mitzvahs. Nemo Shavisina, it's a fascinating comment that the Rambam writes. I would just add simply with the following. There is a Ha'ara of Marami Rittenberg. Rittenberg is found, he has a Chibur which is called Tami Masoras Amikra, and he writes this both in Parshas Va'era and in Parshas Osabracha, where Rittenberg writes that Marash is found only twice in Chumash. Only twice in Chumash. So once is in the Osabracha, so that's Torah Tzila Moshe Marasha. The other place, Rambam writes, is Shmos and Perakov and Parshas Ve'era, Erposuches, that regarding Eretz Yisrael, the Torah tells us, V'nasati yosol lachem morasha, ani Hashem. So Rambam writes, you should realize that some morasha is only found twice in the Chumash, once regarding our relationship to Torah, our relationship to Eretz Yisrael, and the Rambam writes, the term of morasha means something which is everlasting, something which is enduring, something which is eternal. Rambam Berger also points out another fascinating Ha'ara. There's a difference between Morasha as opposed to Yerusha. And what exactly is the difference? Yerusha as opposed to Morasha? Yerusha is an inheritance. Morasha means our heritage. What exactly is the difference? The difference? Rambam Berger writes the following, also something that, you know what Morasha means? Eina Yerusha lavo la'adam binachas. That's the Lashon Rambam Berger. You know what? Yerusha happens automatically. You don't have to do that much. No? A person is nifter, and all of a sudden, memela, without any effort, without any positioning, a person receives Yerusha. Rambam writes, that's true when it comes to Yerusha. That's not true when it comes to Morasha. You can't be a bystander when it comes to Morasha. One has to be an active player. So it's not something love of Olam Adachas. It doesn't easily come. But Sarach Litzroch HaFarehal, Olasokva, and Asa Kastiv Yamun Balaila. Now that's Rambam writes. Morasha is mentioned twice in the Chumash. And Morasha means that it's something that requires absolute investment. It's not something that happens just simply willy-nilly. It happens memela. And therefore, it's true when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. It's true when it comes to the totality of Torah. Tariq Mitzvah Sanu Shmi Sinai. And that is the theme of the Torah of Parshas Amos. That, you know, it's true that Knesset Yisrael can experience ups and downs, golus and geula, but you have to recognize our relationship with Eretz Yisrael is something which is absolutely eternal. So that's something which is striking. If you look in the Haftorah of Parshas Kedoshim, that's from Yechezkel, Perachal Beis, and all of a sudden the Haftorah describes Yerushalayim in very, very different terms. Now the Haftarah begins, Hashishlo, Hashishlo, es ir hadamim. Will you rebuke the city of damim? No, the city of bloodshed, No, that's how Yerushalayim is described, right, as being an ir hadamim. And vodateis kol tovaseha. And you should let her know all the abominations, all the chesronos, all the abominations. So that's a striking context. The Parsha of Torah of Achirmal speaks about Eretz Yisrael Shalem was glowing terms. And the Torah of Kedoshim and Yecheskel speaks about Eretz Yisrael in terms of Toeva, in terms of look what goes on, abominations, things that are worthy of intense criticism. So one would ask, are both true? Absolutely. The Divrei Navi is Ruach HaKodesh. The Divrei Navi is true. There are different facets. There are different facets, no doubt. That there is incredible shevach of our eternal relationship to Yerushalayim. But there is a recognition also of a fault that certainly is true. And I will tell you, that no doubt is the challenge. What is the appropriate balance? What is the appropriate balance? You know, in this world, nothing is perfect. You know, there always is a side and a side. The question is, how do you internalize? How do you balance? What is the appropriate perspective? Do you see things through the prism of Tovavos Yerushalayim? Or do you see things through the prism of, well, it's not Shemiel Ad Masam? That, no doubt, is a significant challenge. How you balance the truth of the Divrei Navi, of that of the Navi Amos, and that of Navi Yechezkel, both of which are obviously, Nemarim be'emes. So I'll tell you something unusual. No? The Mordechai in Megillah, Taftaf Lamed Aleph, that typically speaking, when you have a combination of parshias, you have a double parsha, like we have the Shabbos, so what is the Haftorah? What is the Haftorah? So it seems so reasonable that, of course, the Haftorah always follows the second parsha. After all, there's always a hemshek. There shouldn't be a hemshek. So therefore, if you're reading 1 and 2, when you conclude with 2, and now you transition to the Haftorah, of course the Haftorah is going to cover, and it's going to expand down the most recent, and that's the klal, generally speaking. Whenever you have a double parsha, so always the Haftorah is going to follow the second parsha. The Rama writes in Tav Tav Ches, but there's an exception to that rule. There's an exception, and that's the Shabbos, that's Achrei Moed and Kedoshim. That all of a sudden, the Haftorah of this Shabbos is not going to be the Haftorah of Parshas Kedoshim, but rather we're going to kick back right to the Haftorah of Parshas Achrei Moed. That's something which is unusual. That itself is considered to be such a yotze min haklal. And I would even tell you, the yotze min haklal even goes a step further. So number one, clear. When you have Achrei Moed and Kedoshim that are laying together, so in such a case, the Haftorah is going to follow Achrei Moed. It's unusual. What about the following? What about situations where they're not together at all? You have Parshas Achrimas. The next Shabbos, you have Parshas Kedoshim. But for whatever reason, you can't blame the Haftorah of Parshas Achrimas. For whatever reason, very, very good reasons. You know why? Because the Shabbos of Achrimas is Rosh Chodesh. Or Rosh Chodesh is Sunday, so the Haftorah is Makro Chodesh. Or that Shabbos is Shabbos Agavo, where you have Haftorah for Shabbos Agavo. So imagine that we're not going to be laying the Haftorah of Parshas Achrei Moed. Okay, we don't. No. So you know what? The next Shabbos, Parshas Kedoshim, we're going to substitute. We're going to drop the Haftorah of Parshas Kedoshim, and we're going to lay the Haftorah of Parshas Achrei Moed. It's not just simply both are together, which one do you choose? But even when they're separate, we are never going to pass over the Haftorah of Parshas Achrei Moed and lay the Haftorah of Parshas Kedoshim. You have to realize that. Those are great Kedushin. Now, so in your lifetime, okay, you know, 2 years ago, no? 2 years ago, in 2024, we laid the Haftorah of Parshas Kedushin. But I don't know if you realize how rare that was, no? That was the only time in your life that they laid Parshas Kedushin, no? The previous time we laid Parshas Kedushin was in 1997. 27 years earlier. Imagine that you have decades passed before you lay such a Haftorah. And the tour gives you a whole cheshbon, the tour in Tav Tav Ches. So the next time we're going to lay that for Parshas Kedoshim is in 2041, 17 years, and then another 17 years, 2068. Realize how rare it is, because whenever they're together, we're going to offer Achrei Moed. And whenever they're apart, if you can't live out Ramos, we're going to substitute Kadosh Baruch Hu Ramos. When you put those things together, you have, it is the least read Haftorah of all the Seder Haftorahs. That's something which is unusual. It's not coincidental. That's not coincidental. So that's, you know, why is that true? So when the Shulchan Aruch writes, the Sibi Tov Tov Ches, that this Shabbos, Yalein the Haftorah of Parshas HaFemos, why exactly is that true? The Mishabur just simply writes, it's Kot HaKabah, because after all, the Haftorah Parshas Kedoshim, Mazkeres Tovos Yerushalayim, because the theme is criticism, referring to Yerushalayim as being in Yer Hadami. Is it true in context? Of course it's true. Of course it's true. But you know what the balance is? Whenever the Chachamim saw that you can lay the Parsha of HaFemos instead of Kedoshim, we're mechuyev to do so. And if ever have a year that you cannot go and lay the Haftorah of Parshas HaFemos, you know what? You have to flip it out. You have to substitute for. And where's the Makor in Shas? The Gemara says something similar. This is the Gemara Megillah on the Chafemu days. But the Gemara says the following, that there was, the Gemara says, a Maisa Ba'odanecha, that laying the Haftorah in the presence of Rabbi Eliezer. And you know, the Haftorahs were not always exact. The Gemara's principle general is bididomile, that the Haftorah should reflect the theme of the Parshas HaShavua. Now, that's always a fascinating linguist, right, to try to figure out all the links between the Haftorah and the Parshas HaShavua. It's always something to bear in mind, because the Gemara says bididomile. And there can be different options of didamle. That's why very often Ashkenaz and Sfardim have different minhagim in terms of what indeed the kriya should be. So the Gemara describes Megillah Okay, that this person got up in the presence of Rabbi Eliezer to lane a haftorah, and he lane elsewhere. Yecheskel tezayin. You know what Yecheskel tezayin is? Well, that's similar to the haftorah parshas kedoshim. There, the Navi says Hoda esu shlaim es tovoser. It's another place where the Navi references Tovos Yerushalayim. And all of a sudden, the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer screamed, no, Omer lo, Hasha tebodek betovos Yerushalayim. Before you're critical about Yerushalayim, say ubedot betovos imcha. Well, why don't you look at yourself? Why don't you look at yourself? Why don't you look at your yuchsin? You're going to be critical of what's happening in Yerushalayim. See what's happening in your own dalamas. And the Gemara says, you know what? Badku v'achru u'matzav l'shem it's possible. And they know if you know me, you know what? They followed Rabbi Eliezer and they checked. They found out that his yuchsin was impure. Imagine a person could go ahead and opt for reading a Haftorah when you have the leeway that emphasizes Tavos Yerushalayim. So realize that that's out of the pale. That's not something indeed you can do. That's Pashrupsha. What the Rama writes when it comes to Achamos and Kedoshim. Now, the Gemara says that about Yecheskel Tezayin, but the same phraseology is found in Yecheskel Tovbeis. So to choose such a Kriya of Haftorah, is it true? Of course it's true. But when you're opting for what element of Yerushalayim a person is going to emphasize, do you see it through the lens, the prism of Shevach, the prism of Yeva, Tochacha, Toeva. So it's not obvious how a person would go ahead and do. So it's something which is striking with our Sheder HaBarashels. So is it included? Of course it's included in Kisrei HaKodesh. But realize the infrequency of it. And also I'll tell you, you know what? A person has it right? Once every couple decades to be critical of Yerushalayim. No, but the balance that has to be something which is maintained. With this in mind, perhaps one could resolve another fascinating issue as well. Whenever you have a leap year, and the last day of Pesach falls out on Shabbos, whenever you have a leap year, first day of Pesach and the last day of Pesach should fall out on Shabbos. You know what? So we have a problem. In Eretz Yisrael, Yom Tov is over. So that's Yisroel. That's Yisrochar. The Achron Shel Pesach is Shabbos. So they're learning Parshas HaShavua. And we, for us, it's Enter Shir Shagalios, we're learning Aser Tasser. So you know what that means? We're going to be one off. Eretz Yisrael is going to be a Parsha ahead of us. Okay, so doesn't sound so great, you know, there. So they're learning this, learning that. That's all the Menazmanim Shaydas now. You're on for Pesach, go back to Eretz Yisrael, the Kriya Sator is off. Now what do I do exactly? Do I have to make up the misparsha and so on? All the wonders. Okay. Kolasatzibur. Fine, fine. What indeed do you have to do? Okay? So we're off. We're off. In Eretz Yisrael, they're letting off their mouths. And we're not. We're letting Aset Aset. The next Shabbos, in Eretz Yisrael, letting Kedoshim. And we're going to lay off their mouths. We're going to lay off their mouths. Okay, okay. So you know what? This is something which is like stunning. So we're one off. We're one off. How do you solve such a problem? How do you solve such a problem? So I'll tell you what we do, and it sounds very unusual. You know what we do? When we get like Chodesh Av, no? We're almost at the tail end of the summer. You know what? I have a great idea. I have a great idea. You know what? In Eretz Yisrael, they're laying Matos and Masai separately. Let's combine Matos and Masai. So you know what? Whoa, we're going to catch up. We're going to catch up. So imagine, we're one off after Pesach. And you know what? So months later, right, toward the tail end of the summer, we're going to align ourselves with Eretz Yisrael. Align ourselves with Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, you know what? I would just raise my hand and say, you know, I have a really great Eitzah. I have a great Eitzah. Now, the Shabbos after Pesach, it's still Ben Hazmanim. No? Shabbos after Pesach, still Ben Hazmanim. In Eretz Yisrael, they're laying Kedoshim. So why don't we just lay Acheros and Kedoshim, like we're doing the Shabbos? And now we're good to go. I can align you in a matter of days, no? I can align you in a matter of days. Months. It takes months to realign with Eretz Yisrael. I can solve that problem in a matter of days. This is not my kasha. This is the Tshuvas Marit. The Tshuvas Marit. Chelet Beis Simen Daleth. The Tshuvas Marit says, what are we missing exactly? What are we missing exactly? You're not aligned. Just go to the mechanic, and in an hour, he'll realign your car. Now you have to wait and wait and wait and wait, and then go ahead and do so. There's an easy answer. For instance, why don't we opt for this easy answer? Why don't we opt for the easy answer? Oh, Marit writes a different mahalak, also a very, very beautiful mahalak. And I'll backstep, the background of the Marit. There's a Tosus and a Megillah. Right? And Daf Lamed Aleph. Tosus is bothered by the following. Let's assume, for example, you have a year where neither Rosh Hashanah nor Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. Meaning, between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, you have two Shabbosos. You have two Shabbosos. Okay. If you have two Shabbosos, you have to split a Kriya Sator. You have to split a Kriya Sator. So, what do you split and what do you combine? What do you split and what do you combine? So, Tosfos is something really very unusual, no? Shalva bebeis madrasho shorabi anisim. What we do is really a little bit unusual. You know what we're going to do? We're going to combine Matos and Asai. We're going to combine Matos and Asai. Well, and we are going to split Nitzav Ve'elach. That's what we do. So Nitzavim is before Rosh Hashanah, and then Shabbos Shuv is Ve'elach. So Tosfos asks a very, very simple question. Now, Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. You have two really short parshiyos, Nitzav Ve'elach. You have two really long parshiyos, Matos and Masa. Now, like, that's the Eitzah. Why don't you split the really long parshiyos and combine the short parshiyos and we're kind of good to go? No, why do you do that? Why is that the solution? Why is that solution? That's Tosus' question. Well, so Tosus writes a stunning Terence. It's a stunning Terence. Tosus writes this. You know what? There's the Takanas Ezra. The Takanas Ezra is that Gemara, Megillah Lamed Aleph. You know what the Takana says is that you have to learn the Tokofa, the Brachos and the Kolos, before Rosh Hashanah and before Shavuos. That was the Takana says. That was the Takana says. Wow. So Tosfos writes the following Kiddush. You know what? That the Brachos and Kolos, you know, they begin in Parshas Kisavo. But they also spill over to Parshas Nitzavim. Oh, so Tosfos writes, it's a Takanas Ezra. You have to lay Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. That was a Takanas Ezra. You have to lay Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. Well, after all, you know, that theme of Parshas Nitzavim was incredible, no? Atem Nitzavim, what better theme for before Rosh Hashanah, no? Veshachar Hashem Elokecha, what better, you know, like, you know, that's the theme. Nitzavim, Hashem Elokecha, that's the thing for Rosh Hashanah. So you have to lay Nitzavim for Rosh Hashanah. That's what Tosu says. So Tosu, that's the answer. If we were to go ahead and separate Matos and Asa, and we would combine Nitzav Ve'elach, you know what would happen? We would separate Matos and Asa. When would we lay Nitzavim? Oh, that would be the Kriya of Shabbos Shuvah. he would have Rosh Hashanah. We combine it, Nitzav Ve'elech, Yom Kippur. No, that's too late. That's too late. You have to lay Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. So since you have to lay Nitzav for Rosh Hashanah, that's why we're going to combine long Parashios and Matos and Asay, and that's why we're going to split short Parashios and Nitzav Ve'elech. Good? That's the Tosfos Megillat Lamanot. What does that have to do with us? Oh, Marit writes the following. Take a look at that Gemara as well. There's a Takanas Ezra that you have to lay Kisavo, the Tokacha, in Dvarim before Rosh Hashanah, but there's also a Takanas Ezra that you have to lay the Tokacha Vayikra, Parshas B'chukosai, before Shulis. You have to lay B'chukosai before Shulis. That also is a Takanas Ezra. You have to lay the Brachos and Klelos before Rosh Hashanah and before Shulis. Okay, and therefore what? Therefore, it writes, it's really important to narrow the gap, between Parshas V'Kokosai and Shulis, and Parshas V'Kokosai and Shulis, because there's a Takanas Ezra to lay in the Brachos and Klelos before the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satorah. Isn't that what Kabbalah Satorah is all about? So you have to do that. Marit writes the following, you know what? If we were going to go ahead in the simple eights, you know what? Oh, we're one off with Eretz Yisrael. So we're going to combine Achemos and Kadosh. Okay, so let's continue, You know what's going to happen if we combine Parshios? That means, you know how the Parshios is going to fall out? Where it writes, wow, you're going to have the Chukosai, and then Bemidbar, and then Nasa, and then Shavuos. That's too much of a gap. It's too much of, there's a Takanas Ezra. You have to lay the Chukosai close to Shavuos, So the downside of combining earlier is that, well, you're going to be another week in terms of your gap between B'chukosai and Shulis. So that's the Marit Steretz. Wow. So that's a beautiful, you know, what Tosus writes about Rosh Hashanah and the Tochacha prior to Rosh Hashanah. It writes, that's the answer to this question. So the Chum did not want to combine Achimos and Kedoshim in that sense. That's a possibility. No? Wow. What does that have to do with us? So I'll tell you another text. Whenever you have a leap year, the first day of Pesach, last day of Pesach, falls out on Shabbos. So what's our solution? So next Shabbos, come on our Chumos and Kedoshim. Ready for this? You know what next Shabbos is? Next Shabbos is Machar Chodesh. Always. Next Shabbos will be Machar Chodesh. Which would mean the Haftorah is going to be Machar Chodesh, and you're going to be skipping the Haftorah of the Shabbos of Amos Parakes. That's the downside. It's not just we want to avoid the Haftorah of Kedoshim because it's Tovos Yerushalayim, but we want to embrace, right, the Haftorah of Amos Perek Tes, about our everlasting relationship with Eretz Yisrael. Well, and if we would go ahead and combine in such a case, well, that's really unusual. Achemos and Kedoshim, that Shabbos Rav HaKodesh, the next Shabbos Parshas Emor. You can't lay Achemos and Parshas Emor. That's going to be the Torah, Parshas Emor. That means you go through the year without the Kriya Sator or Parshas Achemos. Oh, so what do we do? We don't combine. We lay Machar Chodesh and Achemos and Kedoshim. We lay Amos Parakes. We salvage that Haftorah. Wow, that's something which Kash Demarit, with another approach, I think that's something which is which is in very, very well. You know, one could raise the following question, This additional point I'm about to say was out of Rabbi Leo Soloveitchik. He gave a shiur years ago in the yeshiva. He just made the following ha'ara, but, you know, okay, Maritz is bothered. So combining Achemos and Kedoshim is not the best idea. Right? Okay, but aren't there other candidates? Why can't we combine Bahar and Bukhukosai? Why can't we combine Chukas and Boa? No? We wait until the end of the summer to combine Matos and Asai. Okay, you gave me a very good reason Well, you can't combine Achramos and Kedosha. Okay, I understand that. But why can't you combine Bar Mukul Kosai? Why can't you combine Chukas and Balak? No? And that'll allow us to align with Eretz Yisrael in a much more timely fashion. In a much more timely fashion, no? Well, that also is a fascinating possibility. Why not? The Maharit just writes, once already we're maintaining the Seder, we continue maintaining the Seder. But you know, let's continue with this theme. This is something which is incredible, no? That if we were to combine Bar Mukul Kosai, the rule of thumb is that Mordechai, that the Haftorah is going to follow the second parsha, which is the Kukosai. You know what that's going to mean? We're going to skip the Haftorah of Parshas Bahar. You know what the Haftorah of Parshas Bahar is? That's the Haftorah of Yirmiyahu Lamed Beis. That's the Haftorah of our eternal relationship with Eretz Yisrael. That's the theme of that Haftorah. No? The Navi describes Yirmiyahu as a prison, no? And all of a sudden, that you know what? He's instructing to go ahead and have the proper shtaros. You learn the sugyas of shtaros, no? Sefer HaMikna, no? Where does that come from? Unusual. Yirmiyahu Lamed Beis, no? That's the parsha of shtaros. And the yeshivas, maybe they don't know Tanakh, but they know a few psukim of Yirmiyahu Lamed Beis, no? Because that's the yisod of shtaros. Achetzah shel shtar. What shtar? Because you're going to be exiled from Eretz Yisrael. But you're going to survive. You're going to be redeemed. You're going to return. And you have to have the Sefer HaMikna. You have to have the shtaros in order to go ahead and to demonstrate that Eretz Yisrael is internally ours. And that's the theme. That's pretty incredible. That's the theme of the Haftorah. A Parshas Bahar. So imagine, to align with Eretz Yisrael, Lachlo Kavod Eretz Yisrael, we're going to skip the Haftorah Parshas Bahar. Skip the Haftorah Parshas Bahar. Parshas Bahar is the Haftorah about our survival, our relationship, our repossession of Eretz Yisrael. How can you go ahead and skip such Haftorah? Lachlo Kavod Eretz Yisrael? Okay, so good. You know what? So we're not gonna. Oh, what about Chukas Balak? Chukas Balak. Oh, you know what? If we're gonna combine Chukas Balak, you know what? We're gonna lane the Haftorah, as the Mordechai says, of Parshas Balak, and we're gonna skip the Haftorah Parshas. Guess what the theme of Haftorah Parshas Chukas is now? You probably can make a good guess. Now that's Shoftim Perakir Aleph. That's Yiftach speaking to the Melech Amon, telling the Melech Amon, you know what? You think that you can occupy Eretz Yisrael? It's going to be yours. Eretz Yisrael is promised to us. It is something that is everlastingly ours. It is something which is absolutely, absolutely enduring. It could be that Bnei Yisrael goes through some difficult phases, but you have to realize that our bond with Eretz Yisrael is something that is everlasting. It's a marasha. You're going to skip the Haftorah Parshas Chukas. Lachlo Kavod Eretz Yisrael. So that's pretty unbelievable. No, all the candidates that we would have for the combination are all going to be skipping over the Haftorah that speaks about our relationship and the primacy of. And what happens if you combine Matos and Masai? Matos and Masai, well, you know what? Then everything is different, you know? In Matos and Masai, you know what? That's during the Shloshet Parnasa. There we're going to lay in the typical Seder of the Haftorahs of the Shloshet Parnasa. Well, the Seder of Kri will be is Pinchas, Matos Masai, and Dvarim. That's going to be the typical Seder of. Wow. That's something which is unusual in that case. No. So that, no doubt, is perhaps the Chiddush of the sequence of the Haftorah. The Chachamim were so meticulous in the sequence, you know. We don't even notice it. You know? You see that Tosus in Lamed Aleph? It says, the whole reason we separate is to make sure we pull the Takanas Ezra. Sometimes people respond, what Takanas Ezra? Who's Takanas? Don't even realize, you know, they realize that you read the Tosus before Shulis, you read the Tosus before Rosh Hashanah. That's something which is considered to be absolutely, absolutely critical. But, yeah, I think it's something which is critical again to bear in mind. You know, it's true that the relationship that we have with Eretz Yisrael, with Yerushalayim, no doubt, you know, there are peaks and valleys, you know, can wax and wane in terms of that what we're zocha to, but one has to recognize that the primacy of the vision of the Navi, and can one be critical of Tovos Yerushalayim? The answer is Yes, but the balance is so unusual, You know, how it is that the Chum Sotu with that, whenever possible, you always give primacy to that particular Haftarah. Okay, think about it, go through the Haftarah to see it's an important Yisod. Nachman Wilson Kedoshim, there's so many mitzvahs we can discuss, just very, very briefly. You know, the one of the Isurim that the Torah tells us in Parshas Kedoshim is this Rabif Nevelo Sitinesh. So has different Hagdaros. The Gemara emphasizes one Hagdar, that's the Sigma of the Zohar and the Vav, and that's the following: a person who facilitates an Aveda. A person who provokes, a person who promotes, a person who facilitates. Asiyas Aveira. What would that be? A person is a Nazir. And, you know, I provide the wine for the Nazir to drink. And the Gemara says, Trey of Dinara. Boshev Shat Gemara means that he didn't have access to wine. There's a river separating himself from the wine. And I go ahead and I toss the river, I toss the wine to the Nazir. And such a case that that's my Yisr, with neighbor, with Sitei Mishnah. Or the Gemara says it can apply even to a Goy as well. You go ahead and provide Abram and Achayim, one of the Shemitz is Benoah, to a Benoah. That's an example in the Gemara. So that's your Yisod Araisa of Ifnei V'Lasita Nishah. That's the Ifnei V'Lasita Nishah in the world of mitzvos, in the world of Isurim. You don't find this explicit in the Gemara, but there is a Sifra that says you can have Ifnei when it comes to an Eitzara. You give a person bad advice. And therefore, that also is a form of a leaf nevel sita mishal. A mishal can be more pragmatic, more prudential. Now that, you know what, I tell a person, invest, because you know what, and everything busts. And you knew that was ill advice, no? Or there could be a leaf nevel in terms of, right, mitzvos, and averus. There is a stunning comment in Machlokas Balmon Ramban, because as we've discussed in many different contexts throughout the shiurim, one could understand this Yisrael Neiver in different ways. You know, one possibility is as follows. The Leif Neiver is Nisra of Simas Mirsha. You cannot place a stumbling block. There could be many examples of a Mirsha. When you speak about that Gemara Vodazar, not about. A Mirsha could be Abram and Achai. A Mirsha could be Yain for Nazir. A Mirsha could be Chilul Shabbos. A Mishnah could be trefos. There are many examples, but I ask you, what exactly is the Hagadah? What exactly is the shame? Aveira. You know what the Isser is? Simas Mish. Okay. You know what I would call that? I would call that a din quality. The Leif Neiver is a very broad Isser. And you know what? There are many applications, there are many examples. Or maybe a person could suggest something which is more granular, not as a din quality. But is it in prati? You know what leaf neiver means? You know, I go ahead and I provoke. And as a result of what I do, an aveira is violated. Who is the Baal aveira? Oh, you know what I'll tell you? Leaf neiver tells you the following chiddush. That you have a hand. You have a hand, but also aveira. It's not just simply that there's a broader issur of simas mosha, but rather as follows, that the Torah has many, many different mitzvahs, many, many different yisurim. And if somehow you have a hand in the fact that a mitzvah is not fulfilled or an aveira is violated, but you know what? Leif Neiver takes on the characteristics of the aveira at hand. Leif Neiver is much more granular. It's as though that you're a shutaf in the ma'aseh aveira. It's not really right to say that he violated the aveira and I have no hand in that aveira. But when the Torah is mechadish, Leif Neiver l'sitei nechshol, you know what it means? That you are considered as well to be the osa aveira. There's a study machlokas b'almor Ramban in the Mohammed and Sanhedrin and the Tanya Dalit, which perhaps reflects this machlokas. The Gemara is bothered by the following: Esther Hamalka involved herself with Ahasuerus. No, okay. How is that possible? The sugi in Sanhedrin and the Tanya Dalit is the sugi of Rav Yehuda. How is it possible? How could Esther do so? After all, well, Esther b'fahesyava. She should have been Sir Nafsha, no? She should have given up her life. That should have been Yerang Goyavah. The Gemara has two terms. One teretz of Abaye, now Esther Karka Olamis. Esther Karka Olamis. You know what that means? She was passive. She was passive. She was not active. She was passive. And maybe there's no chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh under such circumstance. A person cannot actively violate Madeira, but Esther Karka means Sheva Tasa, Sheva Tasa. Indeed, it was considered to be that which is passive. Maybe that's called Sheva Tasa Adi. Maybe that's called Sheva Tasa Adi. Okay? Rava says, not natural. Rava says, Anos Atzmanshan. Anos Atzmanshan. You know what? That when Achashverosh was doing what he did, it wasn't because of a religious conviction, Lavir Ladas. It was simply for bodily pleasure. Hanos Atzman. And if it's Hanos Atzman, then the halacha is not Yerang Vayam. Oh, and the Gemara says, I'll give you another example. Ilohim Achi, the Gemara says, what about Kavonki Vidamoniki? Kavonki Vidamoniki. Those were heaters that were used by the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says again, providing that kli, Hanos Atzmanshan. Hanos Atzmanshan. That's the Chiddush Abba. Wow. So Rava says, in these places, A of Esther, and B of Kavon Kividamniki, Hanos Atzmanshan. Hanos Atzmanshan. Whoa, so the Balmor writes a stunning Chiddush. Balmor daf Yitzana based on daf Erech and Sanhedrin writes a stunning Chiddush. What would I call Esther? Gidereios. Maybe? No. That's what Balmor says. Gidereios. What would I call Kavonki Vidamiki? Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah. Shiot Balmor writes, incredible. Even when it comes to Averos HaChamuros, Avodah Zarah, Gidereios, Shvikus Damim, the why question is still incredibly important. Why are you being forced to do this? Why are you being forced to do it? If it's based on a religious conviction, then it's Yerag Vayav. But if it's not, if it's only Hanos Atzman, Yav Rava Yahari. Even regarding Averos HaChamuros, even regarding Avodah Zarah, Gidereios, Shvikus Damim. Wow, that's the Balmor. Balmor says, look, that's what Rava says, Hanos Atzman. And the examples are Gidereios, and the examples are Avodah Zarah. That's something which is stunning. We're not used to that. We're used to assuming, when it comes to Averos HaChamuros, forget about the why question. They're absolutely categorically Yerag Vayav. When it comes to Shari Surin, then you have to question the why, the detail. Why? Is it Pitzina? Is it Biparhesia? Is it Avril Adas? Hanos Atzman? But the Averos HaChamuros, no questions. Averos HaChamuros are Yerag Vayav. That's what the Ramban writes. That's what the Ramban. So what is Rava saying? Hanos Atzman Shani. Why is the why question relevant when it comes to Averos HaChamuros? Well, so you know what the Ramban writes? This is going to be very important for us now, for our Sugi Yimamos now. You know what the Ramban writes? Esther was Gidei Arayos. That's Bias Akum. That's Bias Akum. Bias Akum is Gidei Arayos. Bias Akum is not Gidei Arayos. Eil Havad Mamzer, Sugi that we're discussing now, we'll see our Gemara. That's not called Gidei Arayos means a Chiyu Kareis, a Chiyu Misa. What do you mean? Akum Baba Sisos, Gidei Arayos. That's not called Gidei Arayos. That's Shari Surin. When it comes to Shari Surin, yeah, the why question is really important. If this would be Gidei Arayos, forget about the why question. Gidei Arayos is Yerag Vayavar, but not Bias Akum. And what the Rabban writes is Arai, what was the Kash of the Gemara? Va Esther, Bifarhesia Avay. What Bifarhesia? According to the Balamor, the Gemara should have said, Esther Gidei Arayos Avay. Where is that Gidei Arayos? The Gemara says, this is Shar Yisurin Bifarhesia. Why is it Shar Yisurin? Because Bias Akum is not called Gidei Arayos. Wow, that's going to be very, very important. We're going to have to discuss this now, Sunday Shir. What exactly is the Shita Rabbi Kiva when it comes to Chavi Lavin? And are there differences when it comes to cases of Chavi Lavin? And, Atosus, Vamos Tezayim, Bias Akum is not even an Issa Daraisa. Bias Akum is a very chamor Issa Drabbana. So, can you have Mamzeros Daraisa when this is only Drabbana? So, you know what Tosus writes in one day? It'll blow you away. Of course. Because Mamzeros is not dependent on whether there's kares or You know what Mazeris is dependent on? When a child was born as a result of the union between two people, where there's no possibility of Kedushin, E-Tfisas Kedushin. And there's no possibility of Tfisas Kedushin between the Jewish woman and a girl. Well, that's unbelievable, no? A B.S. Heter, but there's no possibility of Tfisas Kedushin. Maybe that can result in Mamzeris. Well, we were discussing that, no? The Rambam writes, what's wrong with having Yibo, if you have an Erva? Because the Pasuk says Yibo means Lakakal Isha, and there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Wow. The Ram doesn't stress kares, misa. The Ram says there's no zik if there's no tfisas kedushin. If there's no zik, there's no yibo. Wow, that's something which is stunning. So the Baal Mor writes, no, this is no. The Ram writes, this is not gilui arayos. This is the asakum is shari surim. And what about the next case in the Gemara? Mamish, you're giving kalim to a guy for avodah zara. Oops. You know what the Ramban writes about that? That's avodah zara. That's avodah zara. That's not avodah zara. That's Lifnei Avodah Zarah. That's Lifnei Avodah. I'm being Avodah Zarah. I'm not being Avodah Zarah. The most you can accuse me of doing is I'm providing kalim to the guy who he will use for purposes of Avodah Zarah. What Isser is that? What Isser is that? That's Lifnei Avodah Zarah. That's stunning. Is Lifnei Avodah Zarah Yargoyel? So you know what the Baal Amar writes? Yes. That's like Avodah Zarah. And if the Gemara says Hanas Hatzman is Mutter, that means Hanas Hatzman will come to Avodah Zarah. Rambam writes, this is not Avodah Zarah. This is Lifnei Iver Avodah Zarah. And Lifnei Iver is a separate Yisr. Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is like Shari Surim. That's a pretty heavy example of a Simas Mirshol. But the Yisr is an Yisr of Simas Mirshol. That's something which is pretty striking. I'll tell you, Rosh HaTravi Kamegar, the very opening Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos. The very beginning of Masechta Shabbos. In order to write this Rav Hotza, you know what you have to do? Rakira, Shin Rishus, and Ahanach. Clear, no? Well, let's say this. You did the Akira. You did the Shin Rishus. If I do the Ahanach, guess what? None of us are Chayav Midrash, so, no? You did the Akira. You did the Shin Rishus. You did the Ahanach, but you know what? I'm sitting there. Come, place it in my hand. No? Like, I dare you. No? I facilitate the Hanukkah. Also, clear in the mission. No? You did the Akira. You did the Shin Rishus. You did the Hanukkah. I didn't do anything. So you're Chayiv and Amplatu. Oh. So the Russian Simon Alpha makes the following comment. Don't think you're a tzaddik. You didn't violate this Rav Hotza, but you certainly violate Lifnei Iver by facilitating the Hanukkah, and as a result, he's Mechallel Shabbos. So don't walk around and leave the Gemara thinking that you're okay. You're not okay. You're not good to go. You violated an Isra of Lifnei Iver. Sita Mishal. Okay, that's the Rosh. Seven Aleph. It's Rabbi Kveger. Right in that mission, the Tosfos Rabbi Kveger. The first mission of Sefer Shabbos. You know what? V'yesha filo nafkamina. Rabbi Kveger, but there is a world of difference. If you participated in the Chilul Shabbos, Hotzah, then if you do so amazing, you're a mumer l'chalul Shabbos. But if all it is Lifnei Iver is not dino k'machalul Shabbos. You violated an Isra of Lifnei Iver. Wow. But you didn't find an Isra of Chilul Shabbos. So that's really critical to know. You were mekabel l'cheifetz. If that's called Hotzah, you're a mumah b'chalat Torah kulu. It's amazing. And if it's not called Hotzah, and all you're guilty is facilitating, you know what? That's like Shari Surin. And you don't become a mumah b'chalat Torah kulu for Shari Surin. That's a fascinating issue as well. Is Lifnei Iver Chilul Shabbos, Dinuk Chilul Shabbos? Is Lifnei Iver Yehareg V'yavur? Is that Yehareg V'yavur? Or Dariq was just a separate Din Klali. So here I'm going to tell you, and we're going to see this also, no? You've almost left Pei, but I'll tell you a pretty critical Kiddush of Ramban. We're going to discuss on Sunday, no? Cases of Chavi Lavin. A Kohen is not allowed to marry, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry, a Kohen marries a Grusha, a Kohen Gadol marries an Amana. Okay, terrible. No. Who violates this? Does the Kohen violate this? Absolutely. 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 What about her? What about her? What about her? Maybe she can say the following. You know what? Me. I don't have that same Kedusha that you have. Mr. Zmachmas, your Kedusha. You're the Kohen Gadol. You're the Kohen. You're Mechal, your Kedusha. You know what? I'm just a player. I'm just a player. But I'm not. Oh, so that's the Gemara Yevamos. Hey, Dalin. Not true. Lo Yikachu. Lo Yikachu. The Pasuk of Loshen Rabin. Lo Yikachu means each. Both of you. Malamid Sha'ish Shamus Eres. Ayadeish. Wow. You know what Lo Yikachu means? She is going to buy this. She is going to buy this or Grusha LeKohen. What do you mean? I'm not a Kohen. You're a Grusha. And Lo Yikachu. Echad lo. Wow. That's both violate this. Okay, both will get Malkus Darius. The Grusha and the Kohen. You ready for the Ramban? Take a look. You've almost paid out. Ramban writes the following. What do you need this for? What do you need a drash of Lo Yikachu? Isn't this Leif Neiver? Even if you didn't have the drasha of Lo Yikachu, you would have said it's okay. It's okay for the woman to go ahead and marry this Kohen. She's a Grusha. And as a result of her willingness to marry the Kohen, he's violating the Sederesa. So why do you need Lo Yikachu? Isn't it obvious that she's at fault as well? The Ramban has two deos. Pretty unbelievable. Ramban writes day number one. There's no Malkus on Leif Neiver. That's the Rambam, the Ramban, and Sefer Mitzvah Shorash Tes. There's no Malkus. So if I were just simply to say that it says Leif Neiver, you're right. Sure, by Leif Neiver, but there's no Malkus. Lo Yikachu means Malkus. Not, she didn't just buy Leif Neiver. She gets Malkus because of the Isra, Lo Yikachu. That's terrace number one. Ready for terrace number two? Terrace number two is like a bombshell. Ramban writes the fuck. Wait a second. You're dealing with an Isra of Kuhuna, Lo Yikachu. Ramban writes, that's a love shame. You know, show up a call. That's a lav she'en shavu b'kol. That's only nisr for the Kohen. That's not a nisr for, she's not a Kohen. What does that mean exactly? First teretz I get, Malkus not a Kohen, I got that. Second teretz is, wait a second. No. There's no Leif Neiver here. Because it's a lav she'en shavu b'kol. What exactly does that mean? It's a lav shinu shavu kol, so if there's no leaf neiver. You know what this teretz Ramban is? This sounds incredible. You know what it sounds like from Ramban? That if I'm chayiv in an avera, not only do I have to avoid the avera, but I have to avoid facilitating the avera. If I'm chayiv in an avera, I'm chayiv in the avera, I'm chayiv in the avera of avera. But, that sounds incredible. If I'm not chayiv in this avera, how can I be chayiv the leaf neiver of this avera? Leaf neiver is an expansion, it's a part of the avera. So if you're chayiv in the avera, you can be chayiv leaf neiver of the avera. But if you're not chayiv in the avera, there's no leaf neiver. That's pretty incredible. In other words, leaf neiver is from the perspective of the machshil. If you are not chayiv in the avera, there's no issue with the. That's pretty stunning. So therefore, if I didn't have this pasuk, I wouldn't have said there's any leaf neiver. Once I have the pasuk, Lo Yikachu means, all right, you're a player, you're part of the avera. But if I wouldn't be part of the avera, there would not be any leaf neiver. That's the second teretz of Ramban. That's something which is pretty striking. I would have said, I would have said the Muskel Rishon is not that way. I would have said, Mufurish and Tosas, Pri Chadash. Leaf neiver is not from the perspective of the facilitator. It's from the perspective of the nichshol, no? If you're a chayiv in an avera, and I facilitate the avera, I did a really bad thing. And my answer is that what? I'm not chayiv in avera. Yep, you caused him to do so. But this Ramban, come on, the Furish, no? This Ramban, the second teretz, is that if you're not chayiv in the avera, not chayiv in the avera of the avera. Take a look, the Rambam, you've almost stayed out of it. This is Mufurish. This is known as the Sheet of the Emunah Shmua, Simin Yudel. That in order to be Chayiv and Lifnei Iver, you have to be included in the Aver. What was that Emunah Shmua speaking about? If you take a look at the Tur Yardes in the Samach Beis, the Tur tells you the following things. You should know that the Isra of Eiver Min HaChai is not Noik for Behemoth Tameo. That's the Tur, in the Samach Beis. Eiver Min HaChai is only a Behemoth Tahora, it's not Chai of Chal on a Behemoth Tameo. Wow. So imagine I run home, I'm going to tell my wife, you know what? I just an unbelievable tour today. No? The tour says that Eiver Min HaChai does not apply to Behemoth Tameo. See, my wife is going to say, L'may nafkamina. L'may nafkamina. If it's a Behemoth Tameo, you can't eat a Behemoth Tameo. Eiver Min HaChai. If it's a Behemoth Tameo, you're not allowed to eat the animal. Oh, so I'll tell you a funny Kiddush. Yeah, but a guy can't eat Eiver Min HaChai. Of course a guy is chayit for Eiver Min HaChai for Behemoth Tameo. When the Torah says there's no Isra of Eiver Min HaChai, it means someone who can't partake of Behemoth Tameo, there's no additional Isra of an Eiver Min HaChai. So a Yisrael can't eat the animal because it's a Behemoth Tameo. And a guy cannot eat Eiver Min HaChai even for Behemoth Tameo, that's clear. So what exactly is this great Kiddush of the Torah that Eiver Min HaChai is not doing Behemoth Tameo? Not so clear. What is this Kiddush? You can't eat it, and the guy can't eat it. You can't eat it, the guy can't eat it. You can't eat it because Eiver Tameo, the guy can't because Eiver Min HaChai. Oh, but you should know in principle, Eiver Min HaChai is not knowing Eiver Tameo. So the Bono says, Nafkamina. If Yisrael is Moshe, this, Eiver Min HaChai to the guy. That's the Kiddush, no? If this is not something that's usher to you, there can't be any leaf neither. That's his application. That's his Kiddush. It's in the South Base. But you know what I'm telling you? This is the Ramban. Where did this come from? See, if leaf neither is just an issue of simas nuksha, whatever is a nuksha, whatever is causing a person to stumble is an issue. But if you're going to tell me, no, it's an expansion, it's a chelik of the Avera itself, and it has the characteristics of the Avera in and of itself. So now you have the possibility of arguing, if you're not chayiv ba'oso avera, is it so clear that indeed there is a lifnei iver? Is this your simas mitzvah? Or is this your, shuta chmais avera? Let me ask you a very, very basic question. Think about it. I'll leave you with this now. Does lifnei iver require an avera? Does lifnei iver require an avera? Not some flourish. What do I mean by that? I see a person's blind. You know what I do? I take a stumbling block and I put it right in front of him. Kind of hoping for whatever perverse reason. He's going to trip. And guess what? He walks around. He doesn't trip. I try again. He doesn't trip. Is there a piece of leaf neighbor? Is there a leaf neighbor? Maybe one could argue the following. I give the guy the nevela. And for some reason, he doesn't eat. Could I argue? Who cares if he eats? The Isser is simas mitzvah. The Isser is baiting. Baiting is aser. Placing a mitzvah between chaver is aser. And if he doesn't fall for the mitzvah, the blind person doesn't trip, and the person doesn't end up drinking the yayin nesach that I gave him, that's okay. That's like a fasting issue. The Chazalish writes, the Rayas are not so clear. What do I think about? Does Lifnei require a Nafshah? The Chazalish writes, Yerdei Simas Samach Beis, you need an Aveir. Once there is an Aveir, we can take a step backward and say, who's responsible for Aveir? Reb Chaim Ozer writes, Nafshah, and Chela Gimel, Simon Pei Aleph, this is just Simas Nafshah. Whether the guy falls or not, but you're not scot-free just because the guy somehow didn't take your bait. Now, I'll tell the Chazon Ish once you think about this thing. This is a. You think about it, I can give you my makomos, but it's a. In other words, that case in the Gemara, Lozad Abav, you have an Azir, he has an access to wine. I throw him a bottle of wine. You know what that means? According to the Chazon Ish, he has to drink. If he drinks, I'm not responsible as well. If he doesn't drink, there's no aveira. Ochel is the rice. Throwing the wine is considered to be this. Even if he has the wherewithal to avoid, but that itself is a, I'll ask you the following kiddush according to the Chazanish. You need another, you need another. So you know what? The Nazir caves in. The Nazir drinks. The Nazir drinks. So you know what I'll tell you? Why don't you think about it? See if you have rayas. No? When the Nazir drinks, he violates two isim. He violates this number one. A Nazir is not going to drink wine. Good. But you know what? As a result of his drinking, he was machshel the moshit misulifin. No? If he wouldn't drink, he'd be good to go. No? But you know what? He drank. Now I'm fine. Now I'm fine. And this is a Hagdara. You can have a leaf neighbor, a leaf neighbor as well. That's a fascinating. How far does that go? How far does that go? To the possibility, according to the Chazanish, that you know, by the Nazir drinking, he was machshel the moshit. So that wouldn't be an issue. Now, think about that. I will see how this will tie in with the Shemitah Shem on Sunday. Okay, so, dear.